Since the 2020 elections, we have been demanding from government to come and explain the fate of 18 missing citizens that were arrested by government security agencies. They've never been taken to court, and up to now, they're not accounted for. So we demanded for accountability of these citizens. Secondly, we have several cases of Ugandans detained for more than 3 years in various detention centers without a trial against the spirit and letter of the Constitution. So we were demanding from the Minister of Justice to come and explain whether they have written a new constitution that allows them to detain people without trial for longer periods of time than the constitution allows. Thirdly, we demanded for an explanation for trying civilians in a court martial. The constitution of Uganda does not permit the trial of civilians in the military courts. Then lastly, we are demanding for a from government on the shrinking space, on the freedom of assembly, media freedom, freedom of association, civil society is stifled, and we're waiting for government to respond. And that's the long and short of the basis and genesis of our boycott of parliament.
But Honorable Mpuga, I mean, without downplaying the demands that you are making, what do you say to some Ugandans who are saying you were elected to do the people's business in parliament, and by boycotting, you are not doing the people's business, for example, passing budgets and all that?
My brother James, when the time comes, we shall do that. But look here, what would be the essence of passing laws in parliament, of passing budgets, no matter the figures in the budget, when the supposed beneficiaries are being hunted by the same government that is passing the budget? What would be the essence of us passing laws that are not respected? What would be the essence of passing several legislations when the beneficiaries are not respected? So first things first. In fact, what we are doing has popular support in Uganda, and the people of Uganda are with us on this.
Why don't you pass it on to the Uganda Human Rights Commission? I'm sure they are capable of following up on these demands you are making.
The grabbing of power in Uganda did not spare any institution, which is why, by standing up to the executive through parliament, we are trying to return power to the people. The Uganda Human Rights Commission, which is a constitutional body, is toothless. In fact, if you follow some of the statements issued by the commission, they're actually very, very disturbing. First of all, of the case of missing persons, they issued a statement 2 weeks ago to the effect that the families of these missing persons claimed that they are not interested in pursuing the fate of their people, which was a lie. Secondly, they even turned around to say that some of these people are non-existent. They've never existed. So the commission, with due respect, is useless and toothless. It is part of the extension of the regime, unfortunately.
Honorable, before I let you go, what do you see as the end to this tunnel?
If there are people in this government that are reasonable, we expect them to come out and offer a framework of responding to these issues one by one. For instance, how can citizens be missing for more than 2 years and there is no proper investigation by the police or any other agency? So we expect that something will be done about the missing persons.
Honorable Mpuga, thank you so much. Again, a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you, James.